Well, hello, and welcome to the Points of Interest podcast. This is the most generic podcast on the internet. My name is Josh Hawks. I am the 303 Ninja. And right over there, he's my podcasting partner for life. He is the other guy, Mr. Francis Fernandez.
No sound effect. I need to find a sound effect.
We've been saying this for 10 years.
That plays, yeah.
Get something.
I should get the trending, the current trending meme, the current meme trend, which is Foghorn Leghorn.
I saw Foghorn show up on the Twitters, and I didn't have my glasses on. It was early in the morning. I didn't understand.
So it's just Foghorn Leghorn in various like situations, giving you that home cooking Southern advice of like, well, I say you gotta, you know, pick yourself up, boy, and like, you know, stuff like that, right? Like very, very mid 50s, 40s, whenever Foghorn Leghorn was a thing during Looney Tunes or whatever. Yeah, maybe even the 60s. What was he?
I mean, yes, but more like the 40s, late 40s, 50s. And then Looney Tunes kind of went trash through the 60s, late 50s and 60s.
All right. Hey there, Push. Glad to see you here.
Yes. Welcome. Thank you. And we're here. We try to be here every Tuesday.
So scenarios come up and situations arise. And
sometimes
life happens.
Life does happen. And, you know, we don't get paid for this. So life takes over sometimes.
Life finds a way.
Speaking of which, you know, Francis, it is spring and we weren't here last week. So this would have made more sense last week before everybody saw it everywhere else. But spring is in the air. Sublime is touring. OJ Jokes are on SNL. This is what it was like in 1995.
And Beavis and Butthead made an SNL.
I meant to write this down for the last week and a half. Holy shit, that was awesome. The Beavis and Butthead skit was great. I don't know what SNL is doing these days, but that that skit hit it out of the park. And I'm not going to do the research, but looking at everybody's reactions, I'm willing to bet, yes, it was rehearsed, but it wasn't rehearsed with all the makeup and all it costume. Yes. Makeup, probably not. Or a version, a certain, you know, like the final version was not seen by that lady before.
I'm willing
to bet that the two of them didn't see each other before that they went live, because they were barely able to look at each other without fucking cracking up.
Well, the guy who played Butthead did a really good job of staying in character. He didn't break, really.
No, he really didn't.
But Ryan Gosling did, because it's Ryan Gosling, so of course he's going to break. But that lady who played the host, even Keenan, I think it's Keenan. Keenan, right?
Yeah, it was Keenan.
Who played he was the one who didn't break either, right? He was the one kind of giving the setup for the joke.
And
it was on her, definitely. The joke was on her, because she was definitely seeing them for the first time. And it was very funny. I think I did watch that skit a few times, because I thought it was really funny.
I did too. It was great. I mean, outside of the haircuts, like, the dude had to be wearing some sort of denture or something to make his mouth curl like that, because that's it was unnatural, and that's why it looks so fucking just right on to the character. Holy, I mean, go watch it if you haven't.
They didn't do the voices, but they did do the laugh.
They did a little bit. Yeah, I wish they would have done it a little bit more, just to sell it. Just to sell it a little bit more, but but great skit. Great skit. But yes, speaking of OJ again, made more sense last week, but he's not around anymore.
It did.
No. OJ died of cancer or guilt? Yes. One of the two. Not really sure.
It was cancer.
Oh, okay. Yes.
maybe developed by guilt.
Yeah, maybe. Yes.
Yeah.
Man, what a. Yeah, I don't have a bunch to say or nothing, but what an interesting a story arc, I guess.
He was a football player.
He was a really shitty actor, both in trial and on screen.
I don't know. I liked him in the Police Academy movies. And Police Academy. Naked Gun. Sorry. I was thinking Police Squad.
That would change the whole structure of the Police Academy movies if OJ was in all seven of them.
Naked Gun.
He was good in Naked Gun, but like his total time in two movies is like 5 minutes.
No, I mean, he was there for a little while, but either way, yeah, he wasn't there for too much. Bush's First and 10 with OJ was a cool show. First and 10. Oh, I must be a football analysis show. Sorry, Push. I'm not a football guy, so I don't know. I don't watch football, nor do I watch football analysis. So
no,
I don't remember.
But like, yeah, he he ain't around no more.
No.
Apparently, the famous Broncos in some automotive museum.
I'm not surprised. I'm sure the gloves are too. I'm sure because that's all history. I mean, that's all technically Hollywood history, mm-hmm. like that. I mean, it had such an impact during the 90s. Like I remember, like coming home from school, and I couldn't watch cartoons because OJ was right.
Because OJ was on every network station.
Yeah. So
yeah, same here. I think because I would usually go to my best friend's house once I was able to escape the boundaries of school and watch Bob Ross all afternoon. And
there you go. Bob Ross,
yeah. On the old, public access, PBS. But for whatever reason, we were flipping stations that night, and yeah, watch the whole televised chase. Whenever the Denver stations, or at least the national news time,
it would have gone all day because that happened. That was going on all day.
So I mean, I watched the whole thing, and
yeah,
fascinated by it at the time. I remember, I was working at a kind of like a Subway type of place. It was a place that made Subway sandwiches, sub sandwiches, and like deli type of stuff, like deli sandwiches.
Not Quiznos.
A Quiznos. No, it was like a mom and pop type of place. But like, I'm trying to like, we had there was like you can get spaghetti and like baked ziti and a cheesesteak.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, you also get like a 10 inch, capicola fucking salami. I don't know, whatever capicola is, whatever, I'm saying.
I don't know. I'm not going to say what it is. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but like, but we had a radio in the kitchen area. Yes. And mm-hmm. I remember when they read the verdict,
mm-hmm.
I was in the back and I was like, oh, well, this is going to cause a stir. And boy, did it.
Yeah.
Almost the anniversary of the riots. Almost the anniversary. Yeah. Five to 6 days away from the riots. Anniversary of the riots.
For some reason, I don't remember if there was riots with OJ. And I mean, I know
with the verdict, riots
with
the, with really? The verdict reading, the riots were at the, were after the verdict reading. Oh, wait, no, that was beating up Rodney King.
Yeah. I don't think that happened with it. I think everyone was just fine.
Yeah.
I think nothing happened. Yeah. Just like, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I got my shit all twisted. Yeah, that was a Rodney King where the verdict was read for that. But I do remember people going like, oh, well, good for him. Or I don't know. Yeah. Things look pretty bad. Then again, the guy writes a book called I Did It.
If. Don't forget the if part.
The if in the title is so small on the cover of the book. It's just OJ Simpson. I did it.
Yeah. But, yeah.
If I did it. There was something on Twitter people were saying. I think it was a fake tweet. People were like, his last tweet was, yeah, I did it.
No.
Then his family deleted it.
I don't think he had. I'm pretty sure he didn't have social media. So. But yeah, no, I mean.
Just crazy. Whatever you thought of the guy. Remember like 10 years ago when he robbed dudes at gunpoint or knife point to get his like rookie football card back from somebody?
20 years ago, yeah.
20 years ago. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like I said, what a crazy story arc. Like going from the Heisman Trophy winner to, you know, starring in The Naked Gun. Apparently he did other on-screen things, but, you know, who cares? He was in The Naked Gun. A couple Pepsi commercials, I think, or 7-Up or something like that. Car rental. I think he did a car rental. He was a spokesman for a car rental place. Like, if you need a getaway car, go to Hertz. There goes our Hertz sponsorship.
I don't know that. But, I mean, like, I am curious if he's still kind of like a figure that is controversial or if people are just like... I think people are over him for sure.
Sure.
Like... especially based on that reaction, right? Once he passed, like there weren't a lot of like memorials anything. It was supposed to be like jokes.
You know what came out of it, which I thought was great, being a fan of the guy. Norm MacDonald got a resurgence for a week.
Yes,
in all of his Norm MacDonald best, most just vicious shit that got him fired from Weekend Up, or not even fired from Weekend Update, got him fired from Saturday Night Live. Yeah. A year of Saturday Night Live, at least one OJ joke during Weekend Update happened while Norm was in charge, or did it.
So, yeah, that makes me curious on whether or not... I am kind of curious if he's considered a contentious kind of character, or if people are just over... kind of, again, like, if people are just, whatever, they joke and move on, but... Yeah. That was a big deal that happened last week, alongside a bunch of other things. But yeah. But did you hear about the Naked Gun remake that they're doing?
With the reboot, Liam Neeson, whatever his name is. I don't know how I feel about it right now, to be honest with you. How do you replace Leslie Nielsen?
I don't know. They have very similar names, though, I just realized.
They do.
Liam Neeson and Nielsen. They're very close.
Very. But they're not. They're nowhere near the same comedic level.
He did.
I mean, before Leslie Nielsen got into comedy, he was a fucking... He was a straight man, you know? He was... Yeah. He wasn't farting in every interview. It wasn't until he started doing funny shit where he started farting in every interview. I mean, Liam Neeson is going to be farting in any interviews anytime soon.
He's done some pretty funny things. Like, he did an episode of, I think, it was a Ricky Gervais show. I forget what it was called. Extras, it might have been. Where he did, like, a pretty funny bit where he's like, I want to be a comedian. And he's just straight-balling his comedy. Like, you know... talking about AIDS and stuff, and like it was just really him straight faced. And I feel like he can kind of do it. His potential co-star in the movie is Pamela Anderson. They just booked her for the movie, so she's the second lead.
They just found her in some heroin hut in West Hollywood, and they're like, hey, we need an actress.
She's no Courtney Love. I don't know if she's necessarily a heroin hut girl like Courtney Love is, but
yeah, I'm just saying, Pamela Aniston, I'm not saying that like that she's participating. I'm just saying if you haven't seen anybody in a long time. They're probably hanging out in a heroin hut.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the last thing Pamela Anderson did, but yeah, you're right. That wasn't the last thing she did. I know what you're thinking. That's not the last one she did. She's done many more things. I think it was in
Lake Powell or something. I'm not really sure. Lake Havasu or something.
Tommy Lee driving a boat with no hands. Yeah, I getcha.
No, I mean, well, one of his hands. Well, no, never mind.
No. No hands.
I was going to say he was, well,
hands in the air.
Hands were in the air, and he could drive a boat with a dick if he really wanted to. Anyway.
And you're not wrong, Push. She was, Pam Anderson was the best lifeguard in Baywatch, so. Can't argue that. Next to David Hasselhoff, I mean, she was the next best thing.
I kind of had a thing for the girl that was in Under Siege.
Oh yeah.
She was one of the Baywatch girls. I kind of liked her because she got that like super baby face and wasn't as out there.
Well, no, Pam Anderson. That was just after her Home Improvement days when she was the co-host of Tool Time.
Yeah, when she was the tool girl on Tool Time.
Yeah. Which is so weird to think about, that she was like the tool girl in Tool Time. I'm like, wow, what a career path she had. Like, to like this third bit character on a sitcom, to whatever.
Starring in a movie on a boat.
Jesus. Anyway.
Starring in a movie where she was clad in leather.
I was going to say, but that, I feel like that's not, that Barbarella, right? Like, I feel like that's not her most famous role. Like, I feel like the sex tape isn't her biggest thing she's known for. Like, she's done other things that she's
kind of known just, for. You keep setting me up for things, and I just keep my mouth shut. Just... You keep all setting right. things I mean, up, like, and I'm just like, yep.
She's known for other things, at least, I think. If anything, I think she's more known for Playboy than she is for the Tommy Lee tape. Which, like, I think was the first sex tape to sell for money. Actually sold for money, yeah.
I believe so. And then,
it might have been Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton.
No, was, she's
one of the two afterwards. Of them was jealous that the one got paid and was like, "Hey, we should do the same thing."
Yeah, there's like an hierarchy of paid sex tapes. It's Pamela Anderson, Paris Hilton, then Kim Kardashian, and then that's kind of it. Mm. And then it was a free for all. So,
Screech.
No one liked that guy. I mean, he was such a... That guy, Neil Diamond, sadly...
What was his name?
Yeah, not Neil Diamond. That's the singer. Dustin Diamond.
That's it.
Dustin Diamond is the... Yeah, no one liked that guy. He was interviewed in the morning show that I've been listening to. And he was kicked off the show. For just straight up lying about everything, you know, and he, in the middle of the interview, is like, "No, you're lying. Get out of here!" And they had to call security to get him kicked out of the, in the middle of an interview. So, yeah, it was pretty rough.
That would be.
But anyway,
that would be.
Yeah.
The last thing I have to say about the whole OJ thing in this closet.
Jeez, okay, go ahead.
Sorry, in this closet over here, and I should have pulled it out so we could show it off to everybody.
Sure.
A long time ago, I worked for a satellite company for the, remember the big, I call like redneck satellite dishes that were in like your grandpa's backyard. I did programming for those. So, you know, Francis, you would call up and be like, "Hey, I need me some TBS. And I'd be, "Okay, hang on." And I'd tell you what satellite to point to and what channel it would be on. And it'd be in there in 20 or 30 minutes. Well, people would also call in to pay their bill. And we talked a few weeks on here when Lou Gossett Jr. died. He called in, and I actually spoke to Lou Gossett Jr. and told him he was great in the Iron Eagle. But part of our thing was to do, you know, go through the mail and go, you know, get people's payments. And I'm opening envelopes one day, and there's Skywalker Ranch, and somebody yanks it out of my hand. That was a big Star Wars nerd or Lucas nerd. And I'm going through and I shut up after that because I just kept seeing famous peoples. And one of the people's envelopes I opened was O.J. Simpson. And on the little, like, you know, a postcard sized, you know, piece of paper is, you know, a super expired credit card number, full credit card number. And instead of the signature being O.J., it is whatever his real name is. Orenthal James, whatever. I got his full signature on this little, you know, postcard-sized thing. And I'm, you know, it's probably not worth anything, but I'm going to keep it just in case there's some O.J. nut that wants everything O.J. That's pretty good. I got his credit card number.
I mean, whatever you think of the guy, he's a part of recent American history. Like, you can't deny it, right? Like, he made national news. And everyone, I mean, they did a freaking movie based on the whole thing, which I think John Travolta was in. I think he was in that movie.
Was he playing OJ? Yeah,
yes. They're like, we need to diversify this cast who we're going to play as OJ. Oh, I know. John Travolta. It wasn't me.
I was trying to think of something. I can't do Travolta. I was getting Travolta and fucking the other Nick Cage fucking confused.
Oh, Nick Cage is a little bit of a So he's part of history. So I feel like you could actually, just for the signature alone, I feel like you could. Especially since the card number is expired, right? And he's dead, so you can't use it anyway.
But how many people have, you know, OJ's credit card number, regardless of its fucking validity?
I might be
worth, expiration, like, or, you know, whatever.
Watch it be worth like $1 million, and you're just sitting on $1 million right now.
Yeah.
You're just sitting on $1 million. You're like, oh, probably sell this.
I should probably sell
this. I should probably sell this to a collector. Somebody wants this.
Somebody
else, or a museum, even a museum would probably want it too. It's like, oh yeah,
we don't have his full signature anywhere. Like, wait,
they want the credit card number. They don't want the signature. Right. They want like the credit card number. Again, that's a rarity, right? You're not going to just see his credit card number floating around.
Yeah, I mean, I could have tried to do some crazy shit with it in 1995 when there was less ways to track you, but I never did.
It was expired though. You said not
at the time.
Got it.
Not at the time. Oh, it was current at the time. I could have, ran off and charged OJ with all kinds of stuff, but I didn't.
He wouldn't have noticed. It's like, oh, did I buy another thing again?
Right? It was 95, 96. Colorado fraud is a lot easier in the mid 90s. Supposedly.
Yeah. What else is going on?
What else is happening? Let me look at my notes here. So this is more a hooray whoopee for me than it is anything else, I think. But as of yesterday, I have owned my car for a year. Whereas the car I owned before that, I only owned for 6 days. So I'm just saying it's a milestone.
It is. You'll be counting the years from here on out. You'll be counting the years to when you, I did that for my Mini Cooper. I'm going to do that for my new car as well. So I'm with you. I understand the feeling of like, oh, the 1 year anniversary.
And
I should do something special.
I should. I didn't drive. I'm still in love with the car. There isn't anything I'm like, oh, yep, you got to get in this thing. No car's ever really been like that for me. But
same.
You know, I get it. And I'm just like, I like that everything, it just works in here. This is nice.
For your 5th anniversary, you're going to have to give it a detail.
For the 5th anniversary, I'll make sure to get a sticker, a claw mark sticker with 5 stripes on it.
So I'm going to roll my eyes on that one.
So I can fit in with all the Honda bros.
And then you're going to get one of those, the strawberry smelling, air fresheners hanging from the
I don't like air fresheners in a car. Like that go into the vent?
I don't either.
Like, yeah, I don't want to smell chemicals all day while I'm driving around.
I mean, it depends though, right? Like, let's say, I'm pretty sure I've told the story to you at some point, but I'll say it again because I had an incident many, many years ago. So let's say you have a buddy of yours who's celebrating his final day of being single, and he gets overly drunk and decides to, with the window open, his head sticking out of that window, decides to tilt his head inward to vomit drinking an excessive amount of alcohol. And let's say after you drop him off from when he and having to hold him up as he pees into a bush, and then you drop him off to his fiance, who is both upset but also concerned, thanks you for that, and you have to clean your car in the summertime.
Mm.
And you thought you'd get everything, but didn't realize that vomit can actually pour under a seat, like actually like follow the curvature of a seat and go under a seat versus just like in front of it. And in the hot summer sun, bake into your upholstery. It's making your car smell like vodka and pizza for 3 months.
Nice.
Then you want a refreshing and delicious smelling
car freshener.
Overpowering car freshener. So that happened.
When I first got this thing, I got a couple of those like Glade or Febreze, whatever, like new car scent.
Yeah.
You know, things that stick in the vent. And it just smells like pure. I know that's what new car smell is anyway. It's just the fucking oils coming out of all off of all the plastics. But it smells good. But these little scent pods, no, they're. I think I'm going to get cancer if I just leave it in my car.
I like the smell. I think it's Armor All, right? I think Armor All has a kind of a new car smell, doesn't it?
I think so.
The one that like supposedly buffs out your dash and all that stuff to make it shiny and whatever.
Mm.
Protects it from dust and stuff. Anyway,
yeah.
We're just nerding out over cars, but congratulations on a year of owning and protecting your vehicle.
Yeah, man, it's just nice. Those two accidents back to back, they did change the way I drive a little bit. I'm still an aggressive driver. I'm just not as aggressive as I was. And I don't even think that had nothing to do with the first accident. I was just driving along and just got crashed into.
Right.
You can make an argument that, you know, I could have waited and waited and waited and waited and made sure nobody was in that next lane, but nobody was when I went. So like,
true.
When you're turning against traffic, you got to make a decision. And if you hesitate, that's how you get run over. Or, in this case, not move fast enough. But, yeah, it's just nice to be in a car again and not get ripped out of it and be like, oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even get my butt cheeks into the seat or nothing.
The suicide gap. Is what it's called, apparently.
Mm. Something just
thank you, Ginger.
That's weird. Oh, okay.
What?
Something just beeped in my room. That was weird.
That is weird.
So, yeah. I don't really have an ending to that, really. It's just, yay.
No, you're just announcing to the world that you have been successful at making sure you have a beautiful little car to mosey on around with, which is very nice.
To drive up to Red Rocks with this weekend, actually.
Yeah. Woo! Red Rocks.
Red Rocks is an outdoor amphitheater, natural amphitheater. You can see pictures of it if you haven't been there. There's a famous U2 concert from there, music video from there.
Me too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. But the lady and I are going up there this weekend to see. A guy, I mean, he's a dubstep DJ, but the guy's name, if he chose to do something other than be a DJ or not great guitar player, He has a naturally great wrestling name. The guy's name is Sullivan King. That's a great wrestling name.
Is that his artist name or is that his real name?
I'm not sure. I don't care enough to do the research.
Okay.
But
well, it's a good name.
He plays the part of a rock like a stereotypical rock guy. Like a dude brings him a guitar. He plays not really great on the guitar. And then he has a guitar catcher as he throws the guitar to go back to the DJ tables.
Do you want to know what his real name is?
Yeah. Before you tell me, it's going to be something like Norbit or, you know, Devin or something like that.
It's very posh. It's a very posh name. Okay. It's very much like, I went to Yale. His name is Keaton Prescott.
Okay. So Keaton
Prescott.
I mean, my little brother shares one of those names as one of his names. So I can't say too much, but what is it? Prescott what?
Keaton, like Keaton. Michael Keaton. Okay. Keaton Prescott. Which is a very Yale, very Harvard.
So with my name is Keaton Prescott. Since you're on his wiki page, I'm guessing. His origins are gonna be Chicago East and then north of say fucking Atlanta.
LA. He's an LA guy.
Wow.
Straight out of LA.
Keaton Prescott out of LA. Mm. Huh. Now, that's just, I don't know why. Northwest, just fucking. That name like that just. The name like that,
no. Yeah, because that's where. Yeah, that's kind of. Yeah, it has that prestige. Yeah. It has that prestigeness to the name. But yeah, no. Just straight up SoCal guy. So good on him. But.
And he looks like a soldier.
I just thought it was really funny.
He looks like one.
He does. I saw the pictures of him. He looks like he should do metal. Like he looks like a metal guy.
And a lot of his stylings does have a lot of guitar metal kind of sound to it with a lot of bass wobbles. It's a good time. I mean, like I said, he's not that great of a guitar player, but it's fun to watch him not do it really great.
He says his EDM and electric guitar-centered heavy metal performances makes his live shows one of the few places where candy-coated ravers and metalheads mingle. So get your, get your baggy pants out and get your candy bracelets
get your baggy pants out that you wear every day still.
You still wear every day with your candy bracelets.
Yeah. I'll have to, necklaces. Since it's metal and candy people, I have to. Break out the wig, the long haired wig, and then get a candy necklace and pacifier.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you have much of a choice. I think it has to happen.
No, I
don't think you can do anything else.
Going to a show at Red Rocks and getting inebriated on some psychedelic or chemical laced thing just isn't really my thing. Really isn't my thing.
Because
then you're out west of where you live typically, and you had to drive there, so now you're fucked up, and now you got to drive home, and that's just not ideal.
No MDMA for you.
I mean, not anymore. Allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly in the past, not anymore, but
Well, good on you.
When I didn't have to drive, this is a viable option. It's a viable option. But
Coachella, I think, is happening right now. So if you only could camp at Red Rocks like you could at Coachella, then it wouldn't be much of an issue.
If you'd see how Red Rocks was, you wouldn't want to camp there. It's just.
It's not the desert like Coachella is. Coachella is an entire desert to set up camp.
I mean, but then you look at, I can't think. What's the one that's in Vegas at the Las Vegas NASCAR track? I can't think of what it's called, but it's like a 3-day festival at a NASCAR track, and it's just like in the infield. You camp there and everything. Like there's shuttles that you can take to go, like if you had a hotel or whatnot. But
not Burning Man, is it?
No, that's out in the middle of a desert.
Yeah. Oh, it's distro. Yeah.
I can't think of what it's called. People talk about it going every year. It looks like it might be kind of fun if I can escape and go someplace quiet and sleep.
Right.
You know, and shower and fuck right. or something. You know, like no, instead you of can't like
shower.
Instead of being there for 3 days and just not being able to escape base wobbles for fucking 3 days. It would be horrible. Yeah. But it, you know, something I would like to experience going and seeing. I just want to be able to go away from it as well.
I can appreciate that. I understand where you're coming from.
A friend of ours, a very good friend of ours, actually, has connections to that festival. So I might, you know, be able to work myself into a job covering it instead of actually going to it for fun, which might actually be more fun because you get paid and listen to music.
Security.
Speaking of which.
See, I knew it.
Speaking of which, I'm not going to get too much into it, Francis, because I don't have a lot to say about it yet. We'll pull the curtain back just a smidgeon. For anybody
pulling it back pretty hard.
I mean, but like I haven't said anything, but I'm going to this time just because I feel like it. But for the last few months, I've been working at a grocery store, and it sucks. I hate it, but I do it because it makes money. Makes a little bit of money. Let's not get fucking too excited here. I'm making high school fucking levels of money here. But through and having that job, I was able to find another job.
A stepping stone, if you will.
I'm sorry, what?
A stepping stone,
yes.
Yeah.
That's how the one guy feels about it. Like, he is the stepping stone.
Jeez.
I'm just saying that's how he's taking it.
Protect some cave.
I'm trying to. But yeah, so you know, for you people out there, you know, the pandemic thing started and grocery stores started doing the hey, we'll shop for you. Come and pick your stuff up or have DoorDash or you Uber pick it up. I almost said Uber. That's what I've been doing. I've been picking stuff for grocery orders for the last 3 months.
Right.
Yeah. Holy shit, does it suck. It was fun, right. Francis, it was fun for about 5 to 10 minutes on the first day. Then after that, it's just been crazy pressure. You work by yourself. There's tons of orders. You might have one order that's 5 items and the next order is 110. And I've been doing this, and I'm not trying to fucking get any woe is me or sound that way or getting virtual hugs or whatever. I'm just explaining for the frustration parts. I haven't had a break,
right?
Basically,
yes. Right.
In 3 months, any form right. of a break, lunch break, 10, 15 minute break. No, nothing. I've been working right. 9 hours straight every day and with no thanks and for barely any money. But through the stepping stone, I've been able to find something that here's where the kayfabe comes back. The shirt curtain's getting shut. But I've been able to find something within the same company that I did a long time ago. And I'm going back to loss prevention. I'll just say it. And it's probably be the last we'll talk about it. But I'm going to go back to...
No.
We'll see. But I'm going to stop shoplifters, which is funny because half of my brain doesn't give a fuck about shoplifting. The other half is like, well, you got to care a bit because now it's your job. And I mean, right. like I do care about it, but like at the same time, like everybody needs to eat, but there's better ways to do it. So it'll be interesting. I haven't done this in 20 years. Nervous and excited all at the same time. I'm sure it'll come back to me. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what, you know, I have no idea what my hours or anything like that's going to be. So Tuesdays may not be the day going forward and may stay the same. We will see. I have no idea.
That's true. I didn't realize it, and I never really thought about it that way. But yes, it may affect
it may.
The show moving forward.
But there's no sense in speculating on any of that because I don't know yet. But the better part of it all is that, you know, I'll be able to pay some bills and mm-hmm. feel better about myself. Because really, last 3 months, not been the shiniest star that I could have been.
Yeah.
A little embarrassed about getting fired in my 40s, mid-40s. Not having any real education outside of high school. That was 30 years ago. You know, it's just like, you know, it's just a little rough. And then, you know, getting a job, making high school levels of money. And having to do basically the equivalent of two people's jobs every day, it definitely wore on my mental a little bit.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, it's not easy having to kind of feel like you're going backwards a little bit. So, you know, having some progress moving forward is kind of nice.
We mentioned it a few episodes back that like I don't like to go back to doing something I did before, but there was an opportunity. Right. I saw the opportunity and I took it. There was no when the opportunity was made aware to me, mm-hmm. I actually said to the opportunity window shower, like, let me think on this. Let me ponder this for a night. I'll get back to you.
Right.
I'll let you know. Right. I didn't even wait 5 minutes. I looked through my phone to see if I had a current resume on there, and I went right ahead with it. So, yeah, in a couple weeks.
Smart move.
Yeah.
I think that was the right move. I think you did the right, you know, the right thing.
Oh, I totally feel the same way.
Yeah.
And despite people in my life trying to make me feel guilty about mm-hmm. wanting to pay my bills, guilt trips don't work on people that have no regrets of their decision.
Right. What a wild way to react to, you know, I mean, instead of trying to solve the problem of losing an employee, right?
Yeah. I wish I could tell everybody the things I've heard in the past week, but
No, you didn't. You've opened the gates a bit into that world. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah,
I feel that's a fairly reasonable reaction, a reasonable expectation.
Actually,
let's mayor out.
Speaking of doors and opportunities and stuffs, Francis.
Yeah.
You may or may not have seen this because this barely even came across my life, but I got redirected accidentally. I clicked on a link on accident and went to a website I haven't been to in 15 years, probably. But there was a new article on this website, and our old buddy, well, he's not our old buddy, but our old buddy, Tim Kring. Does that name sound familiar to you?
Oh, yeah. Heroes.
Yes. Tim Kring has, if I've even saying that last name correctly, has penned a new story, a new hero story. And he is currently shopping it to different EPs, I guess, or just E's. I don't know. Or networks. I'm not really sure how that fucking part of Hollywood works. But the little thing that I read said that some people will be returning, but they would like for some people to return. They didn't say who, and that there would be something about I think the word they used like three times in this article was like Evos. So I guess we have a name for our heroes now.
I feel like they used a term like that in the show.
I just thought so, but it's been so long. It was fucking 2004.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So I don't know. I mean, that last reboot they did 5, 6, 7 years ago was crap. Season 4 of the original run was crap. Season 3 was not great. So I don't know.
I mean, look, I mean, they did a reboot too. I don't know if you remember that one.
Like 6, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think that part of
That's your season 4.
No, I thought season 4 was a thing anyway.
Was it? I don't remember.
I don't recall. I have the box set somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of it didn't work. The reboot didn't work. So nobody cared. So I don't know why he's trying. I guess because he wants money, right? So he's trying again. He wants to get paid. So yeah. he's gonna go ahead and do it again. Hello, Puma.
Oh, hello there.
How you doing? Hope you're doing well.
Does you really good to be on two shows that stream things, Francis? Because like people come over and hang out with us too. That's good.
I don't know. I mean, hey, I don't do voices on this one though, and I don't do sound effects or anything.
I mean, if I ask, you will.
I mean, yeah, but it's weird. It's just weird.
I mean, if it would just, you know, like, hey, Francis, you should do this. Yeah, it'd be weird. But, you know, you just try to do the little, what the hell was that? A Jimmy Stewart or whatever that was like 20 minutes ago. John Travolta.
It was John Travolta. Yes. Yeah.
So can't say you don't. You just don't do them regularly.
No. That's very true. Very true. But and since we're on vacation or hiatus, I guess this is the only place to find it. There's no place to go for that kind of stuff. Now, well, I guess,
you know, well, I mean, we could
run break for like a month or something.
We could play, you know, the translator or whatever. No,
well, you haven't been on the show for on SG for a while, so I guess you could.
Translator is definitely not one I'd ever want to be a part of. That one, no. That's too.
You've done it though.
Have I?
You've done a couple of. You may have done the voice. You may have done the sounds, but you've done that.
No,
you've
I did the translation.
Oh,
that was too. Yeah. That was a little too improv for me. I couldn't think
improv.
Fast.
You had some improv work, yeah.
With that, couldn't think to, you know, and then or whatever the fucking, you know, exercise is.
I have zero improv, like, education or knowledge or anything. I was just kind of thrown in there to do that stuff, so I don't really know what the hell I'm doing either. So you're in the same. We're on the same boat, man. Don't worry about it. We're on the same boat.
That's good.
Like I think I can think fast, and like I don't know, I don't think I'm that funny.
I don't know if I can think that fast. There's a lot of THC in my brain.
And that's true.
I try to,
which is why we work so well together, I guess, because I lack so much of that. You make up for it though, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm totally your like devil on the shoulder. As far as like, you know, probably of all your friends, because I'm like, I remember there a time you really had to pee one time, and I was like, dude, just pee on the side of this building right here in front of traffic. And you're like, I can't do that. I'm like, I would.
Yeah. It's called performance anxiety, man. Yeah. Well, you can't just do it everywhere.
I mean, if I looked the way you did that night, I'd probably
ran to that room. You did. I ran like a beast to that room. Like, I had issues. I didn't run. I waddled, because if I ran, I'm sure I would have just exploded. Mm. So, yeah.
Did it look anything like Donkey Kong or Godzilla or King Kong? Whatever, King Kong or Godzilla?
King Kong is, no, because they run like real people.
Mm.
They run like human beings.
I haven't seen it yet. Whatever it's called.
You're fine. I'm like, you're fine never watching it. It's not that good of a, I mean, it's fine, It's not that good of a movie. Like, it's not that.
All the trailers make it look like it's a team up, beat 'em up movie from like the Heisei era or the Showa era from Godzilla. And for some reason, Donkey Kong's got the Infinity Gauntlet.
He gets hurt, and they miraculously have a thing they can put on his hand because he's hurt. Yeah. He hurts his hand.
They just miraculously have this, you know, what appears to be this pneumatic hydraulic Infinity Gauntlet thing that just happened to have it.
That heals his hand. It like has like these gigantic like syringes that like put a serum into his arm so that he heals. So
it's
really dumb.
It's an Infinity Baka tank.
It is. It kind of is. It kind of is. It's really ridiculous, but go watch it, I guess. It's fine. Like I don't know. I feel like all the movies I've been watching lately have been pretty okay. Like meh to okay. And I've been watching a movie every week and it's always the new release. I'm just like
it's gearing up for the big summer blockbuster, if that's even a fucking thing anymore.
It is. And there's only one this year.
Which is
a Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh yeah. I can't wait to fucking face fuck Deadpool. It's gonna be great. Those commemorative buckets are gonna be awesome.
Oh yeah, they showed they made similar buckets to the Dune 2 buckets. Yeah. Yeah.
The new trailer for that dropped yesterday or day before as of recording.
I saw it.
Yeah, that'll be the last one I watch because I saw the teaser and then that's the first trailer. So I'm done with trailers as best as I can avoid them. I'm done from here on out.
This does some pretty big reveals and I'm like, oh.
I only watched it twice, once without my glasses, once with my glasses. So
I guess they're not big reveals, but they have like the cameos front and center for some of the scenes, you know, it's like, oh.
There's some background stuff. I saw that they're out there in your Hollywood land there, the New Rock Stars YouTube channel. They do a lot of breakdowns of stuff, and their thumbnail had something on there that I was like, oh, look at that. The guy who created Deadpool. I can't think of his first name.
Liefeld. Rob Liefeld has his own storefront.
Yeah.
All feet.
Feet or all feet, something
just
like that.
Just feet.
That's some sort of not what he's... an Easter egg for Liefeld, I guess, in his comic artist career.
Which is not what he's known for, though. He's known for, like, really exaggerated chests. I think he's the one who does, like, where Captain America has, like, this gigantic barrel chest, but this like really tiny ballerina waist, and like he draws his characters like that. I think that's what he's known for. I didn't know he was known for feet. I thought that was just a Tarantino thing, but whatever. That's nice. Fine. Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Points.
There you go.
Thank you. So yeah, I mean, you know, I'm excited for the movie. It's the only big blockbuster I think even matters this summer, you know. Like I said, every summer movie I've seen so far, or every movie I've seen so far, has been mediocre to okay. Like it's been fine. Like it hasn't blown me away.
I think I may have mentioned this, but I got tickets for the new Transformers 40th anniversary experience thing.
Did you? Yeah.
They have some sort of a table read of the first the first two or three episodes with Frank Welker and Fred
Schlube
from fucking Scooby-Doo.
Fred Armisen.
Huh?
Oh.
Roy Orbison?
Casey Kasem.
No, he's dead.
Oh. He was Fred. No, he wasn't Fred. He was Shaggy. Yeah. He was Shaggy.
But either way, Peter Cullen as Optimus and the other name I said as Megatron. But they're going to do a table read, yeah. I guess. And which is going to be weird because some of the actors are dead now. So I'm not sure how they're going to get around that. But they're going to get
Leonard Nimoy, that's for sure.
Right. Well, he was in the movie.
Yeah.
He wasn't on the show. But the guy that played Starscream, Chris Latta, he's dead. He died in the mid-90s. He was the original voice of Mr. Burns. Here's some trivia for you. So I don't know how they're going to get around that necessarily, but then they're going to show, I think, the first three episodes after that. I don't know. It's going to be like four or five episodes total runtime. So I don't know. Okay. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to do it. Because table reads are always fun to watch, regardless if it's an animated show or a sitcom. Table reads are fun.
I guess Liefeld, not only known for his feet, but known for, according to Puma, known for his pouches. So I don't know what that means. I guess he just put the pouches on character and draws pouches.
Like utility belt type stuff.
Like utility belt. I like pouches. Pouches. I mean, look, the more stuff you can put on your person. I used to wear cargo pants.
Cargo pants, man.
Yeah, I used to be a regular.
Yeah, I saw a cargo pant wearing motherfucker the other day, and I was like, "Oh, that was a choice you made when you woke up this morning. That was good for you."
What hasn't gone out of style is cargo shorts. Cargo shorts are still like in style, but for some weird reason, cargo pants with like the drawstring that you can tighten. So you can tighten like around your ankles or tighten around like your waist or whatever, sure. Like drawstrings. It was really weird, you know. And like, of course, places, it like had built-in carabiners already on them. So mm-hmm. you can like attach your keys or something.
Make sure you can bow lay down the side of a building if you need to.
Never know. You never know when you're going to need to like rappel down the side of a building.
There you go.
You're going to need your carabiner to rappel down the side of a building.
Need to Rapunzel down the side of a building.
That's cool that you're going to be watching the Transformers thing. That sounds like fun. You are a big Transformers fan.
I saw
that they were doing like a Transformers 1 cartoon where it was
Go ahead.
When Optimus and like Megatron were best of friends.
Yeah. So I saw the trailer for that the other day. Transformers 1 is what it's called.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you want to call it an animated movie, like a cartoon.
I don't know.
But it's definitely an animated movie, like a fucking Pixar almost.
Sort of. He doesn't have his face mask.
There's a few
Optimus
things.
Optimus doesn't have the face mask.
There's a few things. Because he's not Optimus. He's Orion Pax.
Oh, that's right. He's Ryan Pax. Yeah, he didn't get the Matrix of Leadership yet.
Right, or even a spark apparently, because they can't transform until halfway through the movie or something.
No.
Megatron isn't even known as Megatron. He's known as D16, which is cool because in toy lore, they didn't that when trans so confusing because. A Japanese company made all the Transformers toys under a different name, Microchange, and another name. I can't think of what it's called. Then Hasbro bought all those molds and the IPs, or licensed them, excuse me, and made the Transformers. So then Transformers went back to Japan. The same toys that they were from Takara, but now they were under Takara Hasbro and as Transformers. Megatron didn't have a name. He was D16. Destron.
Oh.
That the D stood for Destron, which is the Japanese name for Decepticon.
Oh.
And
well,
Optimus wasn't known as Optimus. He was known as Convoy, and I can't think of his number. But yeah, it was cool to see D16. I was like, "Oh shit, that's a lore thing right there."
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know your Transformers lore.
I do.
So that's pretty good.
If you've seen the trailer,
I haven't. Fun. I just saw like stills. Yeah,
watch the trailer. The trailer's it kind of makes it fun. There's a reason. There's a fucking reason why Michael Bay took away Bumblebee's fucking voice box, and I wish every director going forward would take suit.
He had a good voice in OG, though. He had a fine voice in OG.
But he wasn't annoying.
Yeah, well.
Version of Bumblebee is created for the youngest audience member that's out there. And, yeah, it's... But the trailer is fine. It looks like it'll be a fun adventure, and there'll be a backstabbing moment where Megatron becomes Megatron. And he looks like, kind of looks like G1 Megatron, but he's not going to transform into a gun. Obviously, it'll be a tank or probably a tank or a helicopter. It'd be one of the two, because those the other two popular, besides a dragon, forms Megatron has taken since. But the thing that's bothering me, it's not that they have that Orion / Optimus has a mouth, although he really shouldn't.
Right.
It isn't that they can't transform till something happens, or that they're even on an adventure together. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me, and we'll talk about it next week after you watch the trailer, but these guys, they have eyes. And it's fucking with my head instead of just
like little windows,
a lens or a window. Yeah. And that's what's messing with me. It's not that Peter Cullen's not doing the voice you know, it's nothing. It's like Chris Hemsworth, I think, or something like that. None of that bothers me. It's not that the fact they have eyes, and that's just, I don't. Even the Michael Bay movies, a lot of those guys all had eyes, and it just didn't work for me. I don't understand why every time there's an animated anything, they always make the eyes they try to humanize the eyes of every creature that's ever created in a computer, and it just, I don't understand that. It doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't. Well, it shouldn't. Because robots don't have eyes.
Right. It's just a lens, man.
or maybe, you know, discs. Maybe they should use discs for
it's
eyes.
It's just a way to convey emotion. And I get that. I understand that. But it just doesn't.
But at least.
Whatever you're trying to say, Puma, keeps getting censored, I think.
Oh, yeah. It says Liefeld's drawing Cable with pouches. ... And I can't unfilter it either. I don't know what that word is. It doesn't let me permitted terms. Let's see. No, so the permitted term I allowed for is hose. So it's not hose. No, hose is not the term.
Although we're looking for a hoe to pimp out. No,
did we say that during the show? I think we said that pre-show. Yeah, but yes. I wish you could. It doesn't tell me like what the banned word is, so I wish I could free it from its shackles so you can say it, Puma.
Spell it out again, Puma, but put a space in between every letter.
Yeah, that might work if you space out the letters. It might not, though.
It might not. I don't know what kind of filters Twitch and OBS.
Twitch is a little too aggressive with their filtration system.
I mean, I think if I say anything's allowed, anything should be allowed.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anything within reason.
Well, you have the power. You just have to go through the mod powers. Well, you have the ability.
The mod powers.
I have mod powers, but I can't control what's allowed. That's ultimately you. No. Like, I can control what's allowed at the time when it happens.
Gotcha.
Like, again, I don't know what I don't know what Puma wrote for me to unblock the term.
Sure.
But, But I'll unblock the term once I find whatever the word is. I'll unblock it because I'm sure it's a funny word either way.
Either way.
I unblock those.
What else do I have on here? That's what we were just talking about. Stuff.
Yes. Stuff.
What were we just talking about? Threw me off.
Transformers. Transformers?
No. This is the Transformers thing. It's the eyes. It's just the eyes. Everything else is fine. I don't care. We can go on a buddy adventure. We could find our transforming powers and go on that whole, you know, friend building, backstabbing. No, it's a heartfelt moment. my brother, he left me sort of thing. I'm okay with all of that. Just can we put lenses on everybody's eyes so I don't have to look at robots trying to give emotion to each other through their eyes?
It's heartfelt.
Yeah, I don't.
What do you want? It's heartfelt.
I don't need heartfelt.
It is what it is.
I need more lay field and feet and pouches.
Bring on the feet and pouches.
Yeah. What else do I have on here? Have you watched the Fallout television show?
Yes, I finished it as of
yesterday. I didn't know yesterday. It was such a short thing.
Eight episodes.
Oh, so everybody's just binging the hell out of it then.
Yeah, eight episodes, an hour apiece.
Good.
Took me a weekend. I watched it. It took me 2.5 days to watch.
Did you ever play Fallout? Do you have any connections to Fallout?
Bleeding Cool. Okay, so it says, look up Liefeld History Pouches on Bleeding Cool. Mm. I will, because I am curious about the pouches, because I thought, again, he was the chess guy, so I'll have to... And I know someone who knows him, you know?
Oh.
So...
Look at you. Why'd you got a partner?
I'm 2 degrees away from Rob Liefeld. 2 whole degrees. Maybe 3, actually. I'm probably 3 degrees from Rob Liefeld.
Man, get us some pictures of feet or something.
Anyway, I played Fallout 4.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of references. The show is very good at referencing and, like, making it seem normal to say and do things that are, like, really weird because it's game-based. Like, it's a lot of games-based stuff. Like, there's a hacking game. It's the one thing that I think I doubt very many people who saw this hacking scene laughed at the hacking scene. But, like... This guy has to hack into a computer. And in the game, you hack into the computer by finding a word. It gives you like a bunch of words and symbols. And you just have to highlight the word that you think is the password. And that's it, right? Like, it's like a little mini game that you play while you're playing the game. Mm-hmm. And they did the exact same thing to hack into this computer.
That's awesome.
It's the same exact game. And I'm like, oh, that's really funny. That's really awesome. That's really weird.
I'll get around to watching it, I'm sure, but did they take the lore of, like, hey, this was from the 50s and we're going off of 50s 60s and we're going forward from
I didn't realize, because I looked at the lore of the first games, and the games, yes, it has that 50s aesthetic, but apparently all Fallout games, like the Great War, was in 2077. It wasn't the 50s. They just happen to be all 50s music, 50s vehicles, 50s attire during the 2000s. So it's like everything kind of slowed down, and they didn't have any of that stuff until the mid 2000s. So but it is that 50s. All the music is 50s. Like, you'll hear Johnny Cash. You'll hear all of these, like, you know, time appropriate music. Right. Yeah, right. Classics. But they're all 50s. You'll hear nothing past that. Same as clothing. Clothing's that way. The cars, I love the cars because they're built specifically for the show. You've never seen the car. The door, one of the main characters has this car. I have to mention it because I love it. I want this car so bad. Like, I want it so bad. It's like a little mini, it's like a little 50s Porsche coupe, right? Top down. But the door doesn't open outward, doesn't open upward. It slides into the frame of the body of the car. Hmm. So it's like, it just slides into the car. And they open it like it's natural. Like, of course, all cars open this way. Like, of course, that's how it works. And I loved it. I fell in love with that car because I'm like, no car exists. There's nothing that exists that looks like this. And it was amazing. I want it.
There was a Citroen or a Peugeot. I can't remember which company made it.
Slid in into the car, into the body.
It was like it was kind of like the Nissan Cube looking, about the same size, roughly.
Yeah.
That had sliding doors on either side, powered sliding doors.
Oh, okay. On either side. Yeah.
There was no, you know, 45-degree opening door. It was only the sliding doors. They didn't, and I don't think they went into the body. I think they went to the outside. But that's the first thing I thought of when you said that.
Yeah. Oh, so, okay. There is a car. Now I need to buy this and see how much it costs. The 1954 Kaiser Darin is the car that has the door sliding that disappears into the fender. It's beautiful. I'm looking at it now.
It looks amazing. That's like a coach. That's a handmade type of thing.
100%.
That wasn't a manufacturer, like a Ford or Chevy. That's a coach builder.
Not that bad. It's only $64,000. I would have thought it'd be in the hundreds.
In terms of cars.
Yeah.
In terms of classic collectible cars, would you say 64?
Yeah.
That's not a lot of money.
Oh, no. That was on the article. Oh. If you actually go to it, it's $124,000 for the
Kaiser Darin. Even then, when you're talking about cars, still, I mean, that's up there. It is up there, 125.
Yeah. Like, I love it, though.
I mean, some of the top of the line Mercedes.
I think they're called the Mercedes Black series,
the AMG Black series, I think go for like 125.
Yeah. I mean, this is the classic of classic cars.
Sure.
You know, like, yeah.
Where, I mean, like, I think, you know, the Ford F, I can't think of it, GT40. I think it sold for a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Yeah.
So, some of these cost
of a house. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you could spend lots of money. I would love to get like an old Barracuda or a
Barracuda, you know,
but like you can't look at one of those for under $100,000 anymore.
You can't look in its direction for less than $100,000.
No.
You have to pay to look at it. You know,
if you got to ask, you can't afford it. You just got to go in there with a bucket of money and just be like, here, take what's needed.
One of these days, I hope someday I will be so filthy rich that I'll enter a dealership with a literal bucket of money. $100 bills. Yeah. You know, taped up $100 bills. So, you know, 10,000 wads of 10,000s, obviously, in a bucket. And just drop it off in front of the financing desk and be like, here, I want to buy a car.
No cashier's check for the total amount. No, nothing. Fucking stacks and stacks of ones.
In a bucket. Not a briefcase, not a bag,
A
metal pail. a metal pail. Not a plastic like painter's bucket, like a metal pail that you like put water in and stuff. Yeah.
New follower.
One day.
Francis. We got a new follower.
Yay! Hello, new follower. How are you?
Evident ordinance. What do you think that means? This is what we do here. You follow us. We try to figure out your name.
Your name. Evident ordinance is something. I don't know.
Hopefully he'll make it evident, or they will make it evident to us.
We should know what the ordinance is. We should have an idea already because it's evident. It's right there. It's in the name.
Not really good with ordinances.
But welcome.
Yeah, but yes. We'll be good with you. I'm just not very good with ordinances as a whole.
We'll be talking about the Kaiser Darin for a little longer, I guess.
Oh, no, Puma. I'm sorry. Links don't go well.
Oh, links. Oh, that's why it was a link. Yeah, we can't do it. That you have to turn off. Yeah. Josh left it off on his end.
Sorry. That one. Cause
it's to prevent spam.
Yeah, it's just lots of different spams and stuff. So we can figure that out as they say in the professional world, Francis, we can figure that out offline. I fucking hate it when people say that. I don't have the bandwidth to take care of that today. What? You don't? Are you internet machine? What the fuck? You don't have the bandwidth? Can't you just say you don't have the energy?
Do you want to know? So I didn't realize, and Puma, you're at least bringing up just one last topic I want to talk about. I don't know if you have any more on your list.
I got one little tiny thing.
Okay. So if you want to know if you're popular or big on Twitter, you'll know you actually made it when you get the boobs and bio robots. So the more followers you have, every time you tweet, I notice, like, if you have a certain X number of followers, these, like, porn bots will just automatically reply to your post and be like, oh, you know, whatever in whatever you're interested in bio. And oftentimes it's just a face. Lately, though, originally it was just a face. Now they're just showing full-on naked bodies on their, like, ass and bio or whatever, right? Like, they're just showing naked bodies. So you know you've made it. So now we have a new indicator on Twitter to know you've made it. No more road to 2000. Now it's road to, you know, ass and bio or boobs and bio or whatever. Like, that's the road we need to, that's the road we need to now reach to know that we have made it as content creators, because that's like the bots that infest big content creators, which is kind of funny.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. So anyway, what is the last thing you had on your list?
I had to make that go away. We'll save one little story thing for next week. I took my lady 45 minutes, almost an hour up the road.
I thought that was going to be the big topic. I completely forgot about this. Go on.
We'll save it, because that deserves time.
Okay.
But I like to always have the little fluff piece at the end of the news story, if you will. But I took my lady about 45 minutes, almost an hour up the road to a little town called Johnston, one of the two, I don't know where the fuck it was, Colorado, to go to a truck stop. Not just any truck stop. It wasn't just a fucking Love's. It wasn't a TA, you know, I can't think of a third one.
You thought of way more than I have. So,
okay.
Yeah. I don't remember any of them,
but a Buc-ee's just opened up here in Colorado, and the lady and I drove up to the little town that it's in, driving past the Love's and the TA and the whatever the third one is, to go to Buc-ee's to a gas station.
Truck stop.
The funniest thing, it's a truck stop, Francis, but the funniest thing about it, there are signs all over the parking lot that said no trucks. So I don't, it's a quote unquote truck stop for everything but trucks.
Well, Buc-ee's, at least from the YouTube videos that I've watched, you could stay overnight at a Buc-ee's. Like, you could stay there and sleep overnight. There's a designated area for RVs and trucks.
Okay.
Supposedly, yeah, apparently not.
I mean, maybe that's what I was saying. Because my lady and I, we both noticed these signs. And I'm like, well, maybe the truck parking is on the backside of the building.
Yeah, it's separate. It's separate from the main parking, yeah.
You know, so that, like, this side is all for just cars and, you know.
For the tourists.
The tour. And I know it's a tourist trap. I know it's just a gigantic gas station. But it's also a fucking almost Pier 1 level of fucking furniture store. There's like a Target level clothing section. There's a country buffet section where you can get fresh cut brisket sandwiches and whatnot, nachos and all kinds of stuff. Somehow my lady spent $100 at a truck stop, at a gas station.
Wow. Wow.
We did. I wish it was within our arm's reach. We did get matching Buc-ee's onesies. It was awesome.
Well, You do realize we're going to have to do an episode where you wear it.
Okay.
You have to do it. We have to do one more. I'm sure it has.
Because we're going to, yeah, well, it does. It does. It just sucks that it's like walking into spring and summer, and, you know, last thing you want to do is put on a onesie, but I'll do it.
Just for, you know, half an episode.
Figure out a Bucky voice.
Yeah.
I figured probably be like a Jackalope voice, you know, from that show.
Sure. Yeah. From Full House. You could be
It wasn't from Full House.
There was a chipmunk that Dave Coulier voiced or whatever.
Yeah. No, that was America's Funniest Videos, YouTube, before it was YouTube.
Oh yeah. Oh you're gonna be you're gonna do the Bob Saget.
No, I'm just saying the voice would be the Jackalope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's all. So I don't know if all Buckies are the same, but this one, literally, Francis had a wall of beef jerky. A lot of repeated flavors, but a literal wall, like an 8 foot long wall of beef jerky.
It's a destination. I'm telling you now, Buckies is a destination.
Tourist trap like you wouldn't believe. Holy shit.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I heard a lot of people while we were leaving complaining that there was no place to eat. There's no place to sit down. And I, under my breath, kind of muttered like, are there picnic tables at Conoco or your Texaco or what the fuck you got out there? What's the one with the dinosaur? Oh wait, no, you got Chevron. We don't got Chevron here.
Sinclair is the dinosaur one. That's the.
But I'm saying, like, we don't have Chevron. You guys got Chevron, or you used to anyway.
Yeah. We have Chevron.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you don't see picnic tables at those places. You but buy food there too.
But Buckies is it's an event.
It is. But you eat in your car. You either eat in the car or you eat inside of Buckies.
What they do, though. Yeah. That is what the YouTubers do. They eat inside their car. Yeah.
And that's why we grabbed, our trinkets of stuff and $100 worth of things and food and everything else, went to the car and noshed everything. I was actually able to eat the beef jerky. It wasn't poisoned with sunflower or palm. Tried whatever their thing is, the buck nuts, beaver nuggets, beaver balls, whatever they are.
Yes, that's their signature. Yeah, the beaver nuggets. Yeah.
Tasty. Mm-hmm. Kind of tasted to me. Tasted like peanut butter Captain Crunch. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yep.
They were signature
snacks. Yeah.
They were poisonous, so I only ate one just so I can say, yeah, I've had them. They're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a fun thing to go do. There was a lot going on. Why not drive an hour north for a gas station?
Exactly. Why the hell not?
So that's kind of fun two people can go to a gas station, take pictures with a bronze beaver, and have full tummies. Can't get any better than that.
What else are you going to do on a free weekend?
Exactly. I can think of a few other things, but going to Buc-ee's was definitely one of the things I thought of, actually, so it was fun.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
We made
an event of Wawa's. We made an event. You made an event of Buc-ee's.
That is correct. I've been to two famous gas stations. Now we need to go to a Sheetz.
Sheetz is the last one, yes. Yeah. Sheetz is it.
I think Sheetz would really be the last one because everybody has a 7-Eleven. Everybody's got a run-of-the-mill, like we just said, Texaco, Chevron, Dinosaur, whatever.
Yeah.
Gas station's a gas station.
Exactly.
But Wawa, that's just not a gas station. There's people that actually make food inside there.
True.
That it's not just true. Places teenagers go to steal food and candy from.
It's that, and then we have to go to a Piggly Wiggly. That's the other one.
Oh.
Oh, that's a supermarket, though. That's a supermarket.
That's, yeah, it's a supermarket. Well, I mean, next time I'm in Cali, I do want to go to a Bob's. Bob's Big Boy. And then the burger.
That's, yeah, you can come here for that.
Yeah. And then I want to go to a Ralph's.
We'll go to the one in... We'll go to the Burbank one so that we can see celebrities.
Yeah, because
that's the one where all the celebrities go to.
I haven't been to a Ralph's in forever. Like, dude, go to a Ralph's.
Yeah, but that's kind of... Yeah. Hey, that's not as cool. I need to take you to a Gelson's because that's the Hollywood... that's the rich people's Hollywood supermarket. I have to take you to a Gelson's.
That's how you know you're getting old, folks, when you're plenty. You go, I can't wait to go to L.A. and go to a grocery store.
Yeah, come on, man. Grocery stores are cool.
Hey, man, I years ago, the first time I went to Seattle.
Yeah.
2014, I want to say, 13 or 14. Go to the grocery store there, and they had a liquor store attached to it. And I was blown away by that. Been a thing in California probably your whole life, probably my whole life when I was there. Don't ever remember it. We just got alcohol just a couple of years ago in our grocery stores. So that's also something I can't stand picking is alcohol because I have to check your ID.
Same. Yeah.
I mean, we'd go buy alcohol like anyway, like, but like when it's snowing outside and I'm standing next to your car with a cart full of groceries. Last thing I want to do is type all this information into my little digital pad. We live in the future.
You don't have to worry about any.
I don't. I don't. All I have to do is find a cool pair of gloves.
Yeah.
Maybe some new earbuds.
Yeah. Get some isotoners.
Ooh. Hey, bringing that back to the front. Maybe they won't fit.
Well, don't put latex gloves on first before you put your gloves on. You know, just slip them on. You'll be fine.
Oh yeah, huh? That's why they didn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. Mm-hmm. Totally forgot that he was wearing latex gloves, and then tried putting on those.
They can't because it was the actual. So you can't contaminate evidence. Yeah. So you have to wear latex gloves.
Yeah. They don't fit. He must have quit.
Oh, what a time for slogans.
Mm. Well, that's what the 90s were, man. The 90s were all about slogans, exactly. You know?
Rock on.
Well, yes, but there was also...
Say no to dope.
Yes, and there was also... why it's on the tip of my fucking tongue.
Only you could prevent forest fires.
Yes, that was from the 70s.
McGruff the Crime... What was the McGruff the Crime Dog one?
McGruff... What was his?
I don't know.
Strangers touch your penis. But he said it like, you know, like this.
Yeah, he said with the voice. Yeah. Like Tim Allen, yeah.
Yeah. After these messages, we'll be right back. No, I don't know.
Knowing's half the battle.
Ah, yes. It was all what is the one that's on the tip of my tongue though?
The more you know.
Yep. Oh, my God. It is such a pretentious one, too. Oh, second place is the first loser.
Ones that are ads. Oh, no fear. Yeah, okay, no fear.
But that was one of their sub things. No fear. Second place is the first loser.
New World Order, stuff like that, yeah.
Mm. Like wrestling? New World Order? Like this? It was a thing.
But I mean, but those were things you said, right? Yeah. Those were phrases you said. The second place one I've never heard of, but the other one I did.
Oh, I mean,
that was the only one I have heard. That's the only one I don't know. I don't know that one.
I mean, that was a major dad thing, too. Not my dad. My dad didn't give a fuck what I did about sports, but. You know.
No way. Airing out the laundry here. Okay.
I'm just saying. No, but dads would say that, you know, like competitive dads or like coaches. You know, like, oh, well, we came in second place. Well, second place, first loser, son.
I can definitely hear Hank Hill saying that. That's true.
Mm. Which is also a really funny closing bit to the SNL thing. Look at that. We came full circle. We're getting good at this, Francis. It's like we've not been doing this for 10 years or something.
15
even. Jesus Christ.
I started Twitter around the time I started doing this, so.
You just did your Twitter anniversary, which I believe mine is due
up. Coming up, because mine was April, end of April.
Mine was in March. I remember that. It was March of 2009.
Oh, so you passed yours already.
It passed, but I don't remember it didn't pop up. And when I tried to do like the twit age, the site kept crashing on me.
Yeah, March 2009. Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Because I wanted to interact with the Formula One community. I saw that they were all on Twitter. And
there you go.
I remember it was late. It was like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. But I was able to, interact live while watching it on TV. Run over to my computer wasn't anywhere near my TV at the time. Run over my computer. Look at things, tweet something out, run back to the TV. In between sessions, go back. It was fun. It's a great time. Twitter was fun back then. Now it's just...
It was, yeah.
Full of discourse and hates and boobs, which is great. And, all that's great. But the interaction with people has really fallen off. I used to love Follow Fridays. Follow Friday was great.
Throwback Thursdays.
Throwback, yeah. Every day had a theme. Your Titty Tuesday.
way back Wednesdays.
Way back Wednesdays. Yeah. Throwback Thursdays. Follow Fridays. Yay, it's Saturday. I don't know.
Hey, Saturday.
Yeah, we start making a song or something. Now it's not that. It's something else now. Twitter is the place you go to look at random nudes and SpaceX launches. And you can find us there, too. You can find Francis there.
That's true.
And all the things that he says and promotes at.
Oh, at, yeah. Oh, yeah. AKA the other guy. Yeah. I for some reason, I thought we had like a thing, like a lower third, but I forgot. I guess not. I don't know why I thought we had a lower third.
Wrong show, man.
Yeah, wrong show.
This is held together with hopes and dreams. I don't get no lower third. Mm. I got a couple things that pop up, but you know how long it took me to program those things?
Right.
Maybe I can make something happen. We'll see. You can find me, find him next month, apparently, when Super Geeked Up.
Or yeah, whenever. I don't know when we're going back. I have no
idea. It's okay. We'll talk about it when it does.
Yeah.
Find him there. Go to old episodes. Comment on the old episodes. Jeff would love that. You can find us here every week on Tuesdays, or most every week on Tuesdays for the past 15 years. No. I wish it was always here for the last 15 years. That'd be awesome. But it wasn't.
Yeah.
But we have been doing things for a long time. We have a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us. Thank you to the Evidence Ordinance. Thank you for joining us. We're here every week around the same time. I say 7:30-ish Mountain, but it's like later than that because Francis and I take a lot of time to warm up. We live in different states. We got to catch up. There's lots to talk about. But you can find me at 303_ninja on the Twitters, 303ninja on the Instagram. Call us, voicemail, text, 314-764-7631. You can be on the show with us. You can give us a topic. You can tell us to fuck off if you wanted to. We just hang up on you, but you could if you wanted to.
Right.
POI podcast for pretty much everything. Look us up. You can find us. If it's not that, call me. Let me know. We'll figure it out. The song's ending, so we're done too. We're out of here. See ya.